You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Morning. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. It's another day, another opportunity to come into your homes, into your cars, and by the way, our Cypress audience, thank God for this radio station, has made it possible on these stations for me to come into your cars, come into your home, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. You won't be disappointed, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Thank God for another day. Thank God for another opportunity, time, like I said earlier, to come into your home, into your cars, and to, by the way, our Cypress audience. We want to thank God for you this morning. Thank God he had made it possible for us to come together as believers, amen, to receive, amen, a word of encouragement, a word of lifting. We thank God for you, you and you. Thank God once again for you. We just want you to come on around. Join them on Cypress audience and the radio, however you're tuning into the radio broadcast. As the sunset came on, Miss Beverly said, it's about time for your miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to go into a word of prayer. We want to go in, amen, and ask God to continue to be with us throughout the day. If you would, and if you could, amen, join in with us. Amen. You can bow within your hearts. If you're able to just, you know, stop what you're doing and let's go to the throne of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just a little simple. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At last indeed, my Savior, you'll be friend died just for me. At last indeed, my Savior bleed and died for me. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I receive my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Oh, right now I am happy. Right now I am happy. Right now I am happy all the day. Oh, right now I am happy. Are you happy? Right now I am happy. Right now I am happy all the day. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Oh, right now I am happy. Right now I am happy. Right, I am happy all the day. Oh, right now I am happy. Right now I am happy. Right now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first, come on, saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Oh, right now I am happy. Right now I am happy. Right now I am happy all the day. Oh, hallelujah. Right now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. And right now, I am happy. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time. We thank you for how you kept us throughout the night. We thank you how you kept the blood running warm in our veins. And we thank you for the activity of our limbs, Father. We thank you that you rose us up early this morning, clothed in our right mind. Activity of our limbs, God. We thank you because you watched over us, God. You didn't allow, hallelujah, those thieves and amounts to come in and break in on us during the night, Father. You kept us covered under your blood, Father. And Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for what you did, Lord God. We thank you for how you kept us and you woke us up, God. And we thank you how you started us on our daily occupation, Father. Father, we pray for those that are under the sound of my voice. God, those that are watching on Cypress audience, God. We thank you for touching them right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for meeting every need, God. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, Father. And Father, we thank you this morning because you are who you say you are. And you're going to do exactly what you say you're going to do, Father God. We ask you to touch them right now. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God. We thank you that every need is met, Father God. Nothing missing again, nothing lacking, God. Nothing concerns them, that does not concern you. Everything that concerns them concerns you, Father. And we thank you on today. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. And we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Again, we want to thank God for this is the day, again, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We thank God for all of you that's coming on Cypress audience. Bless your heart. Thank God for you this morning. I want you to know this. Again, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be right there with you. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. It doesn't matter what kind of trouble you're in. He's right there with you. It doesn't matter what you're getting ready to go through. He's right there with you. Praise our God. We want to thank God for it again. Again, you're tuning into the radio broadcast from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, apostle, Dr. Curtis Watkins. We want to thank God for Lady Watkins, amen, evangelist, Dr. Benita Watkins. Thank God for all the prophetess gathers, amen, prophetess Rita. Thank God for all of the evangelists, evangelist Harvey, amen. Our God, we want to thank God for you, amen. We thank God for prophetess Moses. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for Pastor Jamal. Amen. We thank God for all you. Amen. All the evangelists at the Power of Faith. Again, we thank God for Evangelist Jan. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Blackman, bless your heart. Amen. Thank God for you. And Evangelist Mara, thank God for you. We thank God because guess what? The Bible says give honor where honor is due. And we thank God for our church mother. Amen. Mother Brown. Amen. We just thank God for the saints of God, the people of God that make up that congregation right there at the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple. Every last one of them. Thank God for Arlene. Bless your heart. Thank God for y'all coming on. Amen. I see just giving some accolades to you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I see Miss Ellie Smith, Mother Smith. Bless your heart. Thank you for coming on, joining us. Amen. We want to thank God for the members on Cypress audience has joined us by ministry by Cypress audience. Thank God for you, New York. Thank God for you. Amen. Philadelphia. Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. My auntie. Thank God for her out there in Philadelphia. Bless your heart. Praise our God. Thank God for you. I'm telling you, God is so good to me. So good. Amen. Listen, we want you to continue to pray for those that are in sick and shut in. We want you to continue to pray for those that are going through bereavement hour. Praise our God. We want you to continue to pray for those families. Amen. These families that's going through the Mack family. Amen. And the passing of their mother. Amen. Hallelujah. We want you to be in prayer with the family, the Mack family, as they celebrate the life of Mother Mack. Hallelujah. Mother Rosa Mack this weekend. amen, this weekend, hallelujah. The viewing is tonight at Amos Lewis Ray Mortuary, I believe, at tonight. And then the homegoing service will be Saturday morning at St. James AME in Titusville. Amen, hallelujah. 10 o'clock. If it's anybody got any corrections that I might not have, please feel free to let me know while we're here so we can correct it if it's need to be corrected. But that's the information that I have. Continue to pray for the Washington family. Continue to pray for the Washington family in the passing of Freddie Washington right here in Cocoa. Amen. Everybody know. Amen. Everybody know Freddie Washington and the Washington family. Amen. The great late Esther Washington. Hallelujah. With the Washington Singers, the group. Amen. Hallelujah. She was the radio announcer. Praise God. Thank God. We are their family now. Let's continue to pray for Lerone. Amen. That God could see him through this. Amen. Continue to pray for him. Also, we want to keep in our prayers. Amen. Right here in this city. Amen. We want to keep Pastor Diana Hayes and Apostle Hicks. Amen. The Hicks family in prayer as they go through this transition of time of Mother Hicks, their mother. We want to pray that God throw his arms around his family. Amen. The great pioneer of the gospel. Amen. Here. Amen. Pastor Hicks, Diana Hayes Hicks. Amen. We want to continue to pray for them and the church family and also the immediate family. Come on. Let's throw our arms around her and Apostle Jimmy Hicks. Amen. They need us right now. They need our prayers. They need our strength. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's continue to pray for this family. Amen. Hallelujah. The Apostolic Deliverance Church of Jesus right here in Cocoa. Amen. Let's continue to pray for them. Amen. Those that can, will, and be there, stop by. Those, and I'm quite sure she appreciated it. They appreciate it. Those of you that are on Apostle Jimmy Hicks, in, throw your arms around them. Amen. And as they go through this difficult time, pray for them. Amen. Also, we want to continue to pray for those that are already going through the Danger family. Amen. The Brown family. We want to continue to pray for them that God strengthen them up. Amen. See them through. Praise our God. Yes, Lord, because we know he can and he will do it. The Fisher family, we want to continue to pray for them. Amen. Hallelujah. That God will strengthen them up. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen. Now listen. Listen up. Tell somebody, get ready. Get ready. Sunday night. Sunday night. Oh, the revival will start Sunday night at the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Oh, my God. It will start Sunday night. We're looking for God to do miraculous. We're looking for God to come on in. I tell you, it's going to be something. You don't want to miss this revival starting on Sunday night. It will go all the way from Sunday night to Thursday. To Thursday. Amen. Thursday will be the climax of the revival. So if you're planning on coming on Friday, let Thursday be your Friday. Come on. You don't want to miss it. Sunday night. Again, we will start the revival. I'm looking for you. You and you to come over, come out, come cross. Amen. We will start at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, the revival will start. Come be with us. You, and you. And watch God do what he needs to do. When he needs to do it in you, how he needs to do it in you. He's going to do something. Amen. Starting on Sunday night. I'm so excited about what God is going to do this week coming up in this revival. I'm so excited. I'm looking for miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm looking for things to just happen. Amen. I'm looking for things to be shifted. Amen. Things to be turned around. Things to be overturned. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's going to do work in your favor. Why? Because God has already put his approval on this revival. And God has already girded up the men of God's mouth for you, and you, for every situation that you will be facing with, for every situation that you will be, come on, that will try to come upon you during this time of this week. Amen. God has a mandate word for you, a tailored word for your situation, and he's able to do what? Bring you out. He's able to bring you through. So we're looking to see you again. The revival will start Sunday night. Those of you that can and those of you that will, come be with us. Hallelujah. Come over. Again, come out. Get over. Come on and be with us. And I'm telling you, something great is getting ready to happen for you this week, starting on Sunday night. Again, it will start Sunday night, 7 o'clock. Revival. Revival. Come on. Come to revival. Come to revive the saints. Revival come to what? Save the sinners. Come on. Hallelujah. So this is what is going to be taking place at the revival. I'm looking to see you. I'm looking to see you, you, and you again. The revival will start Sunday night, 7 o'clock. We're at, well, I'm so glad you asked me. 1219 South Street. Come on. The spot. 1219 The Spot. South Street. Right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. We're looking to see you. You and you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, something is getting ready to happen. God bless you, Sister McCreary. God bless you, Sister Eunice. God bless you. Thank God for you tuning in. God bless you. Hey, my cousin is on the line, is watching. God bless you, Bishop. Amen. Hallelujah. Bishop Kendrick, Mike Miller, my cousin is there. Amen. All the way from Tallahassee. God bless you. I love you. Thank God. Appreciate you in your ministry. Hallelujah. God, I'm telling you, God is getting ready to do something for you in this revival. You don't want to miss it. Come be with us. Make that trip. Come on. Make that trip. You say, well, I don't live in the city. Come on. We ain't too far. We ain't too far. Come on. Church alive is worth the drive. Revival alive is worth the drive. Come on. Hallelujah. So come and be with us, and we'll be with you as you be with us in the spirit. If you can't be there, I understand. But if you can, we look to see you. We look to see you in the move of God. And we want to say, God bless all of you, those of you again that has tuned on to the radio broadcast this morning. Things are getting ready to change. Things are getting ready to work in your favor. Amen. I was praying earlier this morning on my way in, and I was praying and asking God what to say, and He just dropped a little something in my spirit. He says to me when I was singing a song at the cross, where I first saw the light. Listen, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. You don't have to take that. You don't have to have that burden upon you. Because guess what? He has taken it all the way. And guess what? He's taken it all the way. And when I was singing it, I thought about, you know, sometimes we try to carry a whole lot on us and we try to work things out and try to figure it out and try to pull it out in our minds and we can't do it. We can't do it. It crowd our minds. It keep us wondering. It keep us burning down. But he said, do what? Cast all your cares upon me, for I what? Careth for you. So the burdens that you're bearing and the burdens that you're trying to carry, you can't carry them. You can't handle them. You give it to Jesus, and he'll work it out. Come on. You give it to him. Don't try to figure out how he's going to work it out. You give it to him. Don't give it to him, and you take it back up on you. Come on. Hallelujah. And when I was singing, he said, at the cross, it was at the cross where we first saw the light, and the burdens of our heart did what? Rolled away. It rolled away, so you don't have to walk in that no more. Why? Because I'm getting to where I want to get to here, what we're going to be discussing, and it's nothing long drawn out. It's just a simple. The Word of God is simple. There's nothing to entice you to try to make sure you do this and make sure you do that. If we follow the instructions of the Word, we will get the Word results. Come on. We can't follow any other instructions. The enemy wants you to follow the instructions that he's given, but if we keep our mind, and we follow the instructions of what the Word say, we can make it through any and everything that we will be faced with. He says, behold, this is what I want to do. He says, behold, I will do a new thing. Mm-mm. He said, behold, I will do a new thing in you. In you. Come on. Hallelujah. He's going to do a new thing in you. Why? Because he's took the burdens away. He's took all of that away. Now he's getting ready to do a new thing. Somebody need to say a new thing. It's going to be a new thing. It's getting ready to be created and did in me. Come on. Why? Because I don't have to fight with the burdens of the struggling or whatever the situation is anymore. Now down at the cross where my Savior died. At the cross, come on. He took my burdens. It was there by faith. I receive my sight in the burdens of my heart. Come on. I'm talking to somebody today. I'm talking to somebody this morning. The burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith. it was there by faith. It was there by faith. Come on. Hallelujah. We have to take it by faith, not by the situation we're in, not by the feelings that we're going through. It was there by faith. Come on, somebody. And as the Bible said, it rolled the way. The song said it rolled the way. Hallelujah. Come on. And now all this that has rolled away from me, all this that came off of me, hallelujah, burdens have been lifted off my shoulder. My heart has been made. Now he's getting ready to do what? A new thing. He's getting ready to do a new thing. Hallelujah. According to what the scripture said, he said, behold, I will do a new thing. I'm looking for something new. Come on here. Because what I was going through with, what I was faced with, the enemy thought I wasn't going to come out. The enemy thought you wasn't going to come out. The enemy thought you was going to just fall over. The enemy thought you was going to give up. The enemy thought you was going to cry. But guess what? Jehovah Jireh stepped in. Hallelujah. And he said he took away the burdens. Come on. He took away all that you've been entwined with, that try to overtake you, that try to overthrow you, praise God. And now he's getting ready to do what? A new thing. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to do a new thing in you. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and it shall do what? Spring forth. Oh my God, you shall spring forth. Anytime God do something in you, you're going to spring forth. Anytime God bring you out, come on here, you're going to spring forth. Hallelujah. He said, and it shall spring forth. Hallelujah. You can't keep it down. Glory to God. Bless you, cousin. God, you can't keep it. You can't keep it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the enemy is trying to tell you that God is not going to do what he said. He said, he took away the burdens. And now he's put himself in you. He's getting ready to do what? A new thing. And it shall what? Spring forth. Come on. Look at somebody and say, it shall spring forth. A new thing. Hallelujah. It's going to be a new day. It's going to be a new season in your life. It's going to be a new time in your life. Hallelujah. You're not going to walk through this no more with that burden. Hallelujah. Because guess what? It was at the cross where he took the burdens away. It was at the cross where I was redeemed back to him. Hallelujah. It was at the cross. Hallelujah. Down at the cross did my Savior cry. Down from sin did my Savior cry. To do what? To lift that burden. To do what? To destroy that yoke. Come on. Hallelujah. So now that I'm in Christ now, hallelujah, he's getting ready to do what? A new thing. And it shall spring forth. Hallelujah. It's going to spring forth. Can't nobody hold it. Can't nobody stop it. Hallelujah. It shall spring forth. I'm a new creature. It shall spring forth. I shall come out. Hallelujah. I will overcome. Everything is new. Everything is new. Hallelujah. If any man be in Christ Jesus, come on here. If any man be in Christ, hallelujah, he is a new creature. Guess what? So guess what? Guess what time it is in your life? Come on. Don't let nobody hold you down because the burden's been lifted off. Don't let nobody put you under a strain because the burden's been lifted off. Come on. Now he's doing a new thing in you. You're not going to be understood. You're not going to be like, oh my goodness, am I in the deep this morning? You're not going to be like, you're going to be talked about. You're going to be ostracized. You're going to be criticized. Come on here. Why? Because he's doing what? A new thing. Come on here. What I used to do, I don't do no more because he's doing a new thing. What I used to talk about, I don't talk about it no more. Hallelujah. Because he's what? Doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing. Hallelujah. And it shall do what? Spring for it. It's your spring forth. Hallelujah. It's like a spring that's in a pen. It's like the spring that's in this pen. Praise God. When I press this down, guess what? If you can see it, though you probably own online, if you can see it, guess what? The tip of it has come out. But when I lift it up, and guess what? Hallelujah. See how that spring brought that tip up? Hallelujah. This is what God is doing. He's doing a new thing in you. And it shall what? Spring forth. And it shall spring forth. It shall spring forth in your home. It shall spring forth in your surroundings. Come on here. And you're going to look new. Hallelujah. You're not going to look like you used to look. You're going to talk new. Come on here. Because you are in the deep. Because God is what? Doing a new thing. Hallelujah. He's doing a new thing in me. Hallelujah. That's what you can say. He's doing a new thing in me. Praise our God. And guess what time it's going to be? It's going to be show and tell time. Hallelujah. You ain't got to do nothing, but you stay in the presence of God. And when you come out, they're going to see that you've been with God because he's doing a new thing. Praise God. Because he left the burden. He lift the burdens off you. When you're burdened down, you can't think freely. When you're burdened down, you don't feel free. When you're burdened down, come on here. When the enemy come come in like a flood. Hallelujah. Throw all this stuff on you. You don't feel free. But guess what? When your burden's been lifted, hallelujah, when the burden's been, the yoke's been destroyed, hallelujah, and he do what? He lifts that burden and he destroys. And guess what happens? You become a new, hallelujah, you become new from the inside to the outside, from the outside to the inside, and you're going to spring forth. Hallelujah. You're going to spring forth. Come on, hallelujah. You're not going to spring forth like it was going through. You're going to spring forth with joy. You're going to spring forth, hallelujah, with the peace of God. You're going to spring forth, hallelujah, with his assurance and the confidence of his word. And he said, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Man can't do it. Man can't qualify to do it. But he said, I will do it. I'm going to do a new thing within you. Hallelujah. I'm going to put my spirit in you. And hey, glory to God. And you shall spring forth. Hallelujah. Because whom God bless, can't nobody curse. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. And whom God curse, I'm going to say it again, can't nobody bless. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. He said, I will do it. God will do it. And it's going to spring forth. Come on, him. It's your time to spring forth. It's your time to come over. It's your time to come out. It's your time to come out of that depression. It's your time to come out of that sickness. It's your time to come out every situation, every circumstance that the enemy is trying to hold you fast in it. God is getting ready to do a new thing, and you shall spring forth. Hallelujah. God bless you, Co-Pastor Scott. You shall spring forth. Hallelujah. Within this season, in this time of your life, you shall spring forth because God is doing a new thing. Come on here. It ain't what people think. It ain't how what people, how they think it should be done. Hallelujah. Our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. Praise God. He's getting ready to do a new thing. He said, I will do a new thing and it shall spring forth. Hallelujah. It shall spring forth. I'm talking to you this morning. I'm talking to you. You under the sound of my voice. Praise our God. The burdens has been lifted. The yokes has been destroyed. And now he's getting ready to do a new thing. You won't walk as you have burdens. You won't walk as you have been tormented. You won't walk, come on here, as something holding you down. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. And you're going to spring forth. And you shall spring forth. Hallelujah. You shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. Come on here. Hallelujah. You shall be like the tree again. I know I'm repeating it. You shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. And if you do take the root in, hallelujah, he's doing a new thing. Hallelujah. Because it's by faith. It's by faith. Again, the son said, at the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Come on. They rolled away. Come on. Hallelujah. Now he's getting ready to do a new thing in you. He's getting ready to do a new thing through you if you believe it. Do you believe it this morning? Do you believe it this morning? Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Glory to God. Excuse me. He's getting ready to do it. He has done it. We must walk in his word. We must take him at his word no matter what it looks like. No matter what the enemy is trying to say to you. Come on, you may be just tuning into the radio broadcast. And you say, Apostle Watkins, I don't know. I'm not saved. I don't know what you're talking about. A new thing. Hallelujah. It's easy. He said, if you confess with your mouth, if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, you shall be saved. Come on, it's just as simple as that. I've always said this. It's just as simple as that. You don't have to get nobody's opinion. You don't have to get nobody to write no letter. You don't have to get nobody to vote you in. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. If you believe it in your heart, you repent it and ask God to forgive you of your sins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the burden has been lifted off you. Now he's getting ready to do a new thing. The yokes have been destroyed. He's getting ready to do a new thing. Hallelujah. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. He's getting ready to do a new thing. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to do a new thing in you today. He's getting ready to do a new thing while you're walking through this. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. He's getting ready to do a new thing. Come on here. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled because he's getting ready to do a new thing. Come on here. Oh, walk in peace. Come on here. Walk in humility. He's getting ready to do a new thing. Hallelujah. You're not going to be overtaken. You're not going to be overthrown. You're not going to be, but God is getting ready to do a new thing in you. Come on, pastors. Come on, hallelujah, prophets. Come on, apostles. Come on, evangelist. Come on, teach us. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to do a new thing.